Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome to another edition of the School of Social Marketing with Dr. Ron Capps. I'm Ken English. I'm the producer and host of the show, and today we're going to talk a little bit about social media and different things that have taken place over Thanksgiving weekend or period of time. It's been a couple of weeks since Dr. Capps and I got together, so I'm sure that there's been quite a few changes and updates and things that have been going on. Before Dr. Capps joins us, I'm going to talk a little bit about a project that's coming up that really focused on and has the potential of being something very interesting for the Daytona Beach area. Coming up on Saturday, the 5th of December, is the Christmas Boat Parade. You can check it out online at DaytonaBeachChristmasBoatParade.com. Well, the unique aspect of it is, you know, certainly a boat parade is always a unique and a fun event, but we're working on streaming some of it. Last year, we tested a streaming on a Google Hangouts from dockside at a restaurant called the Chart House. Bandwidth issues were a little bit problematic. Audio wasn't as good as we liked, but it was the first go-round. One of the unique elements that we had for last year's boat parade was a drone that flew over part of the route, you know, recording the video. Well, now in the last year, the technology has improved to the point where that drone is going to be able to actually stream live whatever it's capturing. It's certainly recording it as well, but the drone generates its own URL. That URL is sent out by email and text to people who are interested or have signed up for it, and it's then put out on a live stream. We did a little test a week ago and found the bandwidth issue was still prevalent in this location, so we've boosted that a little bit. We're going to do a test later this week as well. But if you go again to Daytona Beach, ChristmasBoatParade.com, right now there's a video in the screen that's doing a little countdown. There's a few other videos on the page, but one of them will be labeled drone video, and the other will be labeled side video. And so we're going to be streaming from the drone as the boats approach the Halifax River Yacht Club. They'll be coming down a relatively narrow channel. It's, you know, the width of two boats, essentially two yachts. So they'll be going to the east, to the west. They'll come in off of the river, going west toward the judging area. They'll make a turn in the turning basin and come back out to the river to continue its path, the parade's path to the south. Well, once they're in the channel, they'll be picked up by a secondary camera or a second stream, and it will be put out on a Google Hangout. And so we'll be able to put some audio to it, talk a little bit about the boats that are part of the parade, and pick up some of the noise and the lights and the things that are going on. The intent is to really create an event, if you will, that will allow people to watch wherever you may be. Well, this is Saturday, the 5th of December. The parade itself starts at sunset in the Daytona Beach area, which is around 5:30. It'll move south from what's called the Seabreeze Bridge, moving down past the heart of Daytona Beach, an area that's referred to as Zone 3. It's the political district of the city is made up of six zones. Zone 3 happens to be the entertainment area. Well, in the river separates the beach side from the land or the mainland side. And so down the middle of the river will go these boats. There's 20 that are set up for right now. A couple more will probably be added. Maybe one or two will drop. But somewhere around 20 boats will come down to the river. They'll go through two drawbridges, one on Main Street and one called the Tom Stade Veterans Memorial Bridge, also known as the Silver Beach Bridge. They'll go through the Silver Beach Bridge, turn, and they'll be heading south at that point. They're going to turn to the right to go west into the channel leading up to the Halifax River Yacht Club. Out on the south dock, a T-head dock, there'll be several people, judges, judging the boats for the execution of the theme that they've selected, the music, the decorations, and the like. And then those boats, as they pass the viewing area, the judging area, they'll make a complete turn in the turning basin at 180 degrees and go back out the channel that they came in. They'll be passing other boats as they come in. It's probably going to be 45 minutes or so that they'll be heading through there. They'll come out of that and go down to the south to the Halifax Marina, Halifax River, Halifax Harbor Marina, and then down to Daytona Marina in Boat Works, where the Chart House restaurant is. The Chart House restaurant is an excellent location for the venue because the boats come real close to the dock. You get a real good feel for it, and you almost reach out and touch. Sometimes you can, but it's colorful. It's relatively noisy. There's people singing and dancing. A really nice event itself. It's going to take place on the 5th of December. If you hear this and are so inclined to go and check it out, starting about 6 p.m. on the East Coast, the Eastern time here in the Daytona Beach area, the streams on Daytona Beach Christmas Boat Parade.com will be active. One stream will have the view from the drone, and if all goes according to plan, a second stream will have the view from dockside as the boats come in very close to the camera area. It'll have sound. You'll certainly be able to get a feel for it. That should be a little after 6 o'clock, probably in the 6:15 to 7 o'clock range. They'll be passing the review stand. So all of that's going to take place on the Saturday, December the 5th, 2015, Daytona Beach Christmas Boat Parade.com. That's one of the things that's happening here, and certainly we're gearing up now for the holiday season. On behalf of Dr. Capps and myself, we certainly wish you and hope that you had a pleasant Thanksgiving. I know right now he's in the middle of a snowstorm in the Midwest, so it may be that he's not going to join me today. Since he hasn't called in the last couple of minutes, I'm thinking he's going to have a little more problems. So we'll just go a little bit further along with this, a couple of the projects that I'm working on in the Daytona Beach area. The boat parade is the big one. It's the most important one right now because it has tourism implications. It's going to be picked up. The stream, the YouTube connection is going to be picked up by Daytona Beach -live.com, which is a special event internet broadcaster. And it will be feeding its signal. It's a global system, but it's got viewers in Europe and in other parts of the world. So the signal will be expanded quite a bit. The awareness, I mean, obviously utilizing YouTube and its distribution system, it's global to start with, but the people that we're able to tell do have some limitations. Now, we're also on Facebook and been using that very effectively. It's on Facebook, Daytona Boat Parade. Daytona Boat Parade, if you were to search for it on Facebook. And it's all part of the Halifax River Yacht Club, HRYC.com. The Halifax River Yacht Club was founded in 1896. It's the oldest established business in the Daytona Beach area. Aside from the government, it's been on the same location, although certainly not in the same building, but on the same location since 1896. There's a great tradition of nautical or marine interests here. When you look at some of the historical pictures that are on the HRYC.com website, there's a little header that rotates some pictures through there, and you can see some of the buildings and how it was essentially a one-room shack built out over the water that has now manifested itself as a modern day. In 2006, the new clubhouse was built. It's two stories with the docking adjacent to it. The Halifax River Yacht Club is part of a network of yacht clubs in the Florida area. The Florida Council of Yacht Clubs has 36 member clubs, and there's reciprocal agreements among all of the clubs. So it becomes a unique opportunity for people to live in Sarasota or South Florida, and when they travel by boat, they're able to come in and dock. If they happen to be up in this area for business, they can use the meeting rooms. They can sign for their meals and whatever costs are incurred, and it's billed back to their host club or their home club. So it becomes a very convenient way for people who travel the state, whether it be by boat or by car, to participate in some very unique events. The Halifax River Yacht Club is a social entity. You'd like to say that yachts are optional. There's some wonderful and beautiful vessels. There's sailboats and power boats. Over the last year or so, the yacht club itself has embarked on an initiative to get more young people involved in sailing. The summer sail camp this past summer had 6 weeks, 6 1-week sessions, about 20 kids in each session. Some of them repeated each week. A couple of them did 3 or 4 weeks, and you can see the transition from some who were really afraid of the water to within a week get into a small boat, a small sailboat, and go out by themselves. So it's a confidence builder. It also establishes the need for teamwork and cooperation, because some of the boats have two or three or four people or kids involved, and they have to get along. They have to work together. The highlight of the week is they all get on a large sailboat, go down to a mangrove island, and play pirate for the day. It's really quite an interesting activity, and the yacht club is over the last few years has really tried to get more into youth and into the community itself. So the Halifax River Yacht Club, if you are a boater and you belong to a yacht club, there are reciprocal agreements between clubs in other parts of the country as well as within the state. So you could check it out, HRYC.com. And the principal event that we're really focused on right now is the Daytona Beach Christmas Boat Parade. Check it out online, Daytona Beach Christmas Boat Parade.com, and you'll find out more information about the parade itself. And remember, one of the things we're really working on, and hopefully will come off without a hitch, and that's going to be the streaming of the boat parade. There's some excellent boat parades that take place throughout the state of Florida. The biggest one is in Fort Lauderdale. It's called the Winterfest, where 100 boats, 100 magnificent, well, man, 90 of them are magnificent. Some of them are small, but there's absolutely gorgeous boats that go up the Intercoastal. Terrific venue. It's 40 years that the Winterfest has taken place. It's one of those events that now is has a life of its own. It's got a black tie gala dinner. It's spun off several different social events. The Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel is the lead sponsor. So much of it is sponsor driven. We're working on sponsorship in the Daytona Beach area, and we've been very fortunate to have a number of local businesses participate with us. CompuSys is an IT provider, a company that is going to be in charge of the streaming elements of it, the networking capabilities. They'll have a camera mounted in the clubhouse area for the judging. They'll also be handling the streaming, the bandwidth issues for the drone. The drone will be positioned adjacent to the Daytona Beach Christmas, or the Daytona Beach Chamber of Commerce on the channel. CompuSys handles the IT for them as well. Atlantic Marine and the Florida Inland Navigation District also participate as sponsors. The internet TV distribution is being handled by Daytona Beach-Live, live.com for an interesting programming. Right now they're running historical radio programs on that particular system. But there's a number of flashbacks to Daytona Bike Week, which is gearing up for the 75th anniversary in March of 2016. Also among the sports, the sponsors of the boat parade is Towboat US, the Daytona location, the Chart House Restaurant, which is located at the entrance to the Daytona from the river, the Daytona Marina and Boat Works, one of our principal sponsors. AirwavesAVP.com is providing the drone service. It's a DJI Pro 3 drone, Phantom, and it has the capabilities of, it has a range of about a mile. It can cover a lot of ground, and it can be streamed live. So we're interested in seeing how that works into the mix this time around. Local participation includes the Freedom Boat Club, a membership club where you don't have to own a boat to enjoy the benefits of it. You can become a member of that club. A monthly fee enables you to take a boat out without the headaches of ownership. Zappi's is an Italian restaurant in downtown Daytona Beach, on South Beach Street, Zappi's Italian Garden. Website is italiangarden.com. The Commodeers are the female participation, the women's side of the Halifax River Yacht Club. The men tend to run the boats, but not entirely. The Commodore this year is a woman, the second in 119 years, Margaret Yeager. And she's an accomplished sailor herself. But the Commodeers are a support organization. They contribute money to this event as well as many others. Our principal radio sponsor is the Southern Stone Communications Network. Southern Stone Communications, they own five radio stations in this area, all of which are participating. They've been running promotional spots for the boat parade. They include VIBE, the Vibe, WLOV 99.5 FM, the Hog Radio, WNDB, and also the fifth station, which is 93.1 FM. Go Atlas, ATLASS Insurance, is a longtime sponsor and a participant in the boat parade, member of the club, but providing insurance for yachts and other vehicles and other businesses in general. The Cracked Egg Diner over on Daytona Beach is a participant, as is the Neighbor's General Store, Neighbor's Ice Cream Parlor in Port Orange. The Ormond Brewing Company is participating for the first time this year. Ormond Brewing Company is not only a sponsor, but they're going to be providing some beverage for the awards ceremony, which will take place following the boat parade on the 5th of December. Continuing along with the sponsor recognition, certainly something that we want to do, and oftentimes the sponsors themselves become not so much forgotten but unappreciated, and we certainly want to show appreciation. Chris Brown Marine. Chris is not only a member of the Yacht Club, but a past Commodore. He provides services, technical services for repairing of the yachts. Daytona Lagoon is the water park over near the boardwalk on Daytona Beach. This is the 10th anniversary season, 10th anniversary year for Daytona Lagoon. Three Brothers paddle boards of downtown Daytona Beach, providing stand-up paddleboard services. They have also instruction, sails. They make custom-built boards for stand-up paddling on the ocean as well as on the river. The Halifax River Yacht Club is really the main sponsor and principal organizer of the event, under the direction of Vice Commodore Glenn Wagner and his wife Kelly. They are the chair persons, I guess is the best way of the Christmas Boat Parade Committee, but there are several others, including Mark Webb and his wife Tina, who are participating. Mark is the fleet captain for the yacht club. There's going to be pictures posted on the Facebook page, also on the website of HRYC.com. Facebook, it's Daytona Christmas, it's Daytona Boat Parade. Daytona Boat Parade on Facebook. We've been adding a lot of pictures. The dockage area of the yacht club is becoming a much more colorful place. So, like you say, it's beginning to look a lot more like Christmas. Several of the boats are lit up in the evening. Each night I've been going over there, taking a few more pictures. We just had a full moon through here, so we won't have the full moon like we did last year, but we're certainly hoping for good weather. It's a beautiful day today in Daytona Beach, temperature in the mid-70s. The clouds have moved out. If the weather stays like this, it'll just be an ideal day. But since Dr. Capps has not been able to join us today, I'm making the assumption it's a weather issue with ice and snow moving through his area of the country, we'll hook up with him to get his opinion about social media and talk more about some of the projects that he's working on as we move into the Christmas season. We want to be among the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving was great, and it's a wonderful time to give thanks for the people and the support for the projects that you work on. I'm most grateful and thankful for Dr. Ron Capps, who's taught me a great deal about the Internet. We've been doing Blog Talk Radio since 2008. The last couple of months, it's been a little more sporadic. We were every week up until the tail end of the summer this year. But we'll try to get back more on a schedule as Dr. Capps developed several of the sites that he's been working on. He's been involved in a couple different projects. It's taken a lot of time as well. But Blog Talk Radio has evolved into a great communication tool. And we're going to be doing a radio program for the Halifax River Yacht Club and perhaps some of the other yacht clubs would get involved, because it's a great way to tell people of what's going on. So many times the private clubs rely simply on printed newsletters. It's a slow mechanism. It's a labor-intensive mechanism when you can simply tell people what's going on and let them be much more aware of it. You can support it with print. It's great. But online communications has become essential. The website for the Yacht Club is being upgraded because the communication channel has to be broadened out. One of the things that we found within the nature of the yacht club itself is that the people who are using Facebook and Twitter are looking for constant information. Some of the members don't use it, and so they're a little bit on the outside looking in. But we're going to fix that problem with some educational programs this year to teach the basics of the fundamentals of social media. It's not as complicated as most people think it is, or are unfamiliar with it. It has its complications, there's no doubt about that. But the ability to create a website using Facebook or using WordPress now, it's become a relatively simple process. But it still requires somebody, one, learning something about the system, and then two, the content production. You've got to have content on your website, and it's got to be updated on a regular basis. Same way with Twitter and Facebook. If you don't add content to these sites and engage, I guess that's something not only that generally people learn, but I've certainly seen it work within the yacht club's world. The summer boat camp or summer sailing camp was the first time I really got involved in setting up pages and in filling in content. And it started with just the cursory, here's a couple pictures, and then I saw the feedback coming from the parents of the kids who really enjoyed seeing what the kids were doing. So we started adding more, and by the end of the 6 weeks, there was video and hundreds of pictures. And the parents were the ones who really were the beneficiaries. And certainly the kids, they were able to see themselves. But the parents had a better feeling for what their kids were doing. So next year we'll continue that as well. We're gearing up for several events coming up in December, the Christmas holiday parties, of course, and then New Year's. And once we get into 2016, from the Yacht Club's perspective, it's a new year because it's a new Commodore. And the Commodore of the each year sets the tone and the direction. And this year it's Glenn and Kelly, his wife Kelly Wagner, who are going to be the Commodore and Mrs. Commodore. And they are very focused on expanding the message of the Yacht Club, or how its role has evolved in the Daytona Beach area, and what we can do to participate in some of these events, even though it is a private club. The Christmas Boat Parade, for example, is a community event, and the summer sailing camps are community events, so where you don't have to be a member to participate in the activities. So with that in mind, this is Ken English, and I'm the producer of the show. On behalf of Dr. Ron Capps, who was obviously unable to join us today, we wish you a very pleasant day. Hope that Thanksgiving was beneficial and enjoyable for everybody. And now as we move into the Christmas season, I want to focus on the reason for the season. You know, appreciate what's going on. Check out Daytona Beach Christmas Boat Parade.com on Saturday night, the 5th of December, starting at 6 p.m. On the website, there'll be streaming video. We'll be doing as much social media as we possibly can. And it'll also be streamed live, if all the connections work, on DaytonaBeach-live.com. So with that, we're done for today. This is Ken English from Daytona Beach, Florida, wishing you a very pleasant and productive day. We'll be back in touch soon.